In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Cute Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical present Ronstadt. Starring Rhett MacLachlan and Link Neal, created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Episode 4, Hanging on the Telephone.
Hello, listeners. Be advised the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. The following episode contains depictions of violence that may be triggering for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
It's been nearly a week since I saw that hag flying a man like a kite. I desperately need that image out of my head. New visual, please.
Let me see. A human brain being used as a bowling ball?
Head Fox, yeesh.
What? I'm sorry, but it's you, man. I'm pulling that from your imagination.
Know what? I'm gonna get in touch with Side A. Work some normal back into my routine. Yeah, I'm gonna make it a mundane Monday. Sweet. A dog park. What's more flat world than that? Cool if I hang here? I don't have a pooch.
You do you, man.
Whoa, good boy. You are a good boy. Hey, the library. There you go. Find a quiet corner. Read about the history of oatmeal or something. Closed. Bed bug infestation. Yeah. Oh yeah, coffee shop. The ultimate normal activity. Dad bods, soccer moms. Kid carrying a tray of 10 scalding hot coffees. Kid, your shoelaces. Watch it. Ah! Well, I take it Side A doesn't want to have anything to do with me, unless it involves kicking my ass. Oh, one of Hattie's helpers. Here I am. You found me. You like that, don't you? And Hattie, come here.
Oh, okay. That's,
Oh, we're not hugging yet? Did I hit the fast-forward button?
I'm good with hugs. Speaking of the fast-forward button, you do your homework.
Miss Odetta. Watched every episode. I'm practically a Side B scholar.
Then Ronnie Sharpen, your number two. It's time for another test.
Get your churros.
Swap meet, Melrose. Wham, bam, another exam. This go-around, Hattie's clocking me.
All right. You have until I finish eating this churro.
Ever think maybe I want a churro?
Ace this test, you get a churro. Okay, ready? Go!
Right. Over by the vintage lunchbox collection, teeny-weeny dude. Sort of looks like a Smurf, but not cute and blue. He's purple, pimply, and appears to be, how do I put this, aroused.
Ooh. Yep. Those tiny buggers are sex junkies. What are they called?
A pervy.
Correct. Go.
Woman in the hat giving me Stevie Nicks feels. She just shoplifted a pair of clogs. And a scarf. But she's doing it with a second set of arms hidden under her sweater poncho thing. Mm.
Good catch. And she is...
type of undead. They absorb body parts and limbs from corpses. They're known as an extra.
Yes. Go.
The toddler that looks too big to be in that tiny stroller? He's no toddler. Sort of a goblin deal.
Mm-mm. No such thing as a goblin.
You know what I mean. It's... crap. A grody. Yeah. And his big fuzzy nanny pushing him along is actually his guardian. And they're called... damn. Rhymes with belt or hat or churro.
Mm-mm. Doesn't rhyme with any of that. Come on. One bite left.
No. Criticita.
Ronnie, take a bow. Kindergarten is over.
Yes!
You're on the first grade.
I'm only in first grade?
Let's get you a churro, kid.
By the way, if the magical world is so ancient, why are their names like pervy? Shouldn't it be called something a little more stiff? No pun intended.
Sure. Pervy is one of the more modern terms we use in Side B, kind of like our version of slang. Old schoolers still call them Kangas Aridius.
What's that mean?
Hard on.
Does he have a pulse?
What is your current location?
Rolling into the gig, I'm still buzzing from my latest field trip with Hattie, and I make a beeline for the break room. I fish into my pocket and pull out a buck. Hey, it's the one I found the day I found Faye.
Tronstadt.
Yo, Vez.
And don't take this the wrong way, but you actually look kind of happy.
Don't think I've ever been accused of that before. Maybe it's because Pretendo Vendo here is finally stocked with something that looks fit for human consumption. Maybe not.
It's Faye, right? I had a feeling about you guys.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. You're both a little off, so I knew you'd get it on. Hey, but dude, I mean that in like a good way.
I know you do.
Oh, hey, don't forget. Party at mi casa mañana. Faye said you guys are going to make an appearance.
Appearance? I plan on being there till you kick us out. Should I eat this or throw it away?
I think you should burn it, man.
For the better part of the night, calls are off the wall, but breezy. Couple of bone calls, three or four daydream believers. Nothing too heavy, and it suits my mood.
Nobody understands. The reason I can't eat vegetables anymore is because when I bite into one, I can hear it say, ouch. Like, if I crunch a carrot, it goes like this. Ouch! I'm talking about my mailbox here. I look inside, and it seems to go on forever. I use a flashlight, I can't see the end of it. So, I'm thinking about sending a mouse in there with a little camera on its back.
But then, Barbie gives me an earful of this.
She's gonna die! Damn it, she's gonna die!
Who's gonna die? Tell me.
I already told that other dude before he transferred me.
Sorry about that. Can you just...
My girlfriend, Gwen, her spirit is trying to escape her body. Leave it for dead. We were watching Netflix, and all of a sudden she started to cough it up.
Cough up her spirit?
Yes, it was definitely coming out. But we were able to, like, push it back in. And now I've covered her mouth with duct tape, but she's convulsing, and I don't think the tape is gonna hold. It's not gonna hold.
If she's convulsing, maybe it's because...
I'm telling you, she's gonna die!
I'm not certain spirit ejections are a thing, but I don't need my Kratar to tell me this woman truly believes her girlfriend is about to croak. Tool!
Huh?
I mean, Timothy, I mean, Mr. O'Leary.
Just speak American. What the hell's the matter with you, Ronstadt?
I just took a call from this woman whose girlfriend is dying, and you gotta send somebody over there. This is the address.
Well, what's this? Your handwriting is as bad as your haircut. What exactly is this person dying from?
Does it matter?
Yeah, it matters. Because if the call was transferred to the pink phone, to you, I'm certain there was a very good reason.
Fine. So this woman thinks her girlfriend's spirit is trying to escape her body, but...
God, that is all I needed to hear. Forget it, Ronstadt.
Nope, won't forget it. And I'm not letting you either. If you don't get the pros over there, stat, police, paramedics, take your pick. There's gonna be blood on your hands.
All right. I'll send a patrol car to check in.
Thank you.
Now disappear. Your shift was over 10 minutes ago.
My mood is trending sunny again. I don't see myself throwing back Mai Tais with Tool anytime soon, but I can't help thinking we just turned a corner. That maybe something approximating mutual respect lies directly ahead. Who knows? I might even stop calling him Tool. Nah.
Hey, Mr. Lash, training with you certainly keeps me on my toes, huh?
You were saying, Zamora? Shadow magic versus weapons of the flat world. Even with your skill, the outcome is settled. I can make my own shadow a portal. I'm above you. Below you. You can't cut what you can't catch. That's it, Zamora. Throw everything at me. Every fiber of muscle, length of chain, inch of steel. It still won't be enough. Run it back.
I would, Mr. Lash. But it's time for your call. I don't think it's in your interest to keep them waiting.
Lost track. I'll take it outside, somewhere on the grounds. Last time the head visited the house, it left me with 10 grand worth of damage.
Very well. I'll send Runiker and Cocktail to locate a suitable spot.
I never witnessed the call from it before.
From them? Overrated. The spot should do. Enough space for that thing.
I'll place the marker. Oh, it's already beginning.
Back up. You don't want to get caught in this.
Oh, the branches, the rocks, they're forming a giant face. Oh, I wouldn't call this overrated.
Zamora, get them out of here. I'll do this alone.
Runiker, Cocktail, follow me.
Good evening, Shadow Master.
Good evening, Head. I trust you are well.
That depends on you, Lash. Where do we stand with the plan?
The search continues, though there may not be as many viable targets as we initially hoped.
Enough! You know who we are. You know we have zero appetite for excuses.
Yes. And I am aware of your power. You could whisper my name from 3,000 miles away and boil my blood. You have my allegiance.
We are rewarding you and your sorcerers with quite an extravagant sum, Lash. More importantly, a seat at the table. We have cleared your path of obstacles. Now, We expect results. We demand results.
And you'll get them. I assure you, you'll get your marks. You'll get your bones.
Do not delay. Scour wide. If it possesses a grain of magic, a modicum of power, brand it. In the meantime, we shall alert the Longcoats to stand by. Until next time, Shadow Master.
God, when are you gonna stop me from eating?
When are you gonna stop me? Faye and I have been hanging at Vez's family compound in Boyle Heights for maybe 30 minutes. We're already on our fourth trip to the buffet table.
Don't skimp on the guacamole.
Okay, I think we just have to walk away. Let's just start moving.
Good call. So, how long you known Vez?
Vez, he's still Reuben to me. We went to high school together, met in art class. He was always building these wild, like, surrealist sculptures out of random junk and just stuff. Talent way beyond the rest of us.
Reminds me of this time in high school. I made this ceramic lamp shaped like an elephant. The light was supposed to come on when you pulled the trunk. Could never get it to work.
Huh. Ooh, this is cool. Reuben's aunt Valentina is doing her crazy psychic crystal readings. You need to meet her.
Valentina. That's amazing.
Man, can't imagine being part of a family this fun. I was a lonely only. You have any brothers or sisters?
Nope. Never had to fight anybody for the prize in the cereal box. But you know how they say you can't choose your family? Not true.
Ronstadt.
How?
I can't imagine any other name that would suit you.
Ronstadt and Valentina.
And I have to say, my nephew's description of you could not have been more accurate. But it's clear to me now. You are a light among the dark.
Can't even go to a side A party and avoid the bazaar for a while. What if I just want to play some cornhole?
Hey guys, sorry I disappeared on you. I had to help my cousin Junior unload the second course.
There's more food?
Right? And I can't eat any of it. Unloading all that grub is like digging your own grave.
Ay, my nephew's stomach is cursed.
It's not cursed, Aunt V. It's just, you know, IBS.
Just because they gave it a name doesn't mean it's not a curse. But don't worry, amor. I'm working on a remedio.
Appreciate that, Aunt V. You cool if I steal these two? I want to show him my studio.
Of course, mijo. It was interesting to meet you, Ronstadt.
Thanks. You too.
Oh, here it is.
What the?
When I'm not working the phones, I'm in here.
Rap-a-bap-a-boom.
Not that big a deal, really.
Stop. You could charge admission.
I'd pay. Also wish I was paying to live above this garage. Vez, you got chops, man.
Thanks.
My eyes drink up a 10-foot-tall robot constructed out of coffee cans.
It moves, too.
He turned an old gas grill into this confusing, maybe it's a fish, could be an airplane combo that crystallizes why I'm so into this kid.
Did it all with my bare hands and a blowtorch, using whatever scraps I could find. Oh, I want to show you something else.
Whoa. When did you start doing stuff like this?
Faye holds up an enormous serrated knife that would make a barbarian soil his fur diaper.
I don't know. You know, I'm not into violence or anything. I just thought it might look cool. Idea for a movie prop.
Yo, cuz, need your help again. Uncle Benny just pulled up with another truckload. Come on.
Okay, I'm coming.
Oh, we'll come along and help.
Nah. You guys keep looking around if you want.
Estevez splits. If Faye finds us a spot to chill, a swing for two. Built from the bones of a coup de ville.
So,
That story you told me about the elephant lamp was intriguing. Tell me more. What was life like for young Ronstadt?
Well, I guess I don't think about it very much. Not anymore. My parents are long gone, and it's all kind of fuzzy. Almost like it happened to somebody else.
Come on. Are you saying you can't remember anything?
Well, I remember bits. Like this time when I was maybe 5 or 6. My mom and dad went on vacation, and they accidentally left me at home by myself. They didn't realize it till they were on the plane. That was nuts.
Yeah, nuts. What else?
You'll like this. I skipped school and me and a couple of friends hit the city. There was a parade, and out of nowhere, I jumped up onto a float, grabbed a microphone, and started singing. Well, lip-syncing.
Is that right?
What? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Everything you're telling me is bullshit. I mean, you must think I'm some kind of idiot.
Idiot? No, Faye.
Why are you doing this? I want to get to know you, and just lies.
Lies? Faye, I'm not lying to you. I promise. I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my god. Why do you have to be so weird? You really don't know, do you?
No.
Then, I'm gonna have to show you.
Oh boy.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ronstadt, get in here. What, you're just gonna hide on my balcony all night?
I'm just enjoying your wind chimes here. Very soothing.
Yeah, they're more soothing if you don't have your head stuck in them. Come on, you have to face reality.
Reality? How do I tell her there's something out there stalking the streets called a blood guzzler? And if I have to deal with my entire past being a sham on top of that, I can't deal.
I believe you. I believe you were being honest with me. I think it's one of the craziest and most disturbing things I've ever heard in my 28 years, but I believe you. Come, sit down. What I'm about to hit you with, I'm guessing is not gonna go down easy.
Faye gets on Google, YouTube, and searches Spotify for my collection of so-called memories.
So, it is possible you actually knew a kid named Rudy Bistro, but the playdate you described, it was in this commercial for Go-Gurt.
Everything I thought I knew, everything I thought I experienced, birthdays and game nights, pancake breakfast and after-school snacks, never happened. Well, it happened, but in a movie, a song lyric, or a magazine article.
And maybe you split the ass of your jeans and danced around class with a cool girl, but that's also straight from the video for Young MC's Bust a Move.
What'd you say? Split. Nana. No, she was real. So was the ice cream stand.
No one tops a Sunday like you, Ronnie. No one.
But seemingly every single event that came before...
Might as well have been a dream, man.
Maybe you have amnesia.
Amnesia?
Maybe you were in an accident. It happened to me. I was 15, skateboarding in an empty pool. I crashed, and I was wearing a helmet, but I thwacked my head. Weeks of my life just vanished. Couldn't remember the whole month of April. Poof.
Poor kid. Jeez.
Crazy thing is, rap-a-bap-a-boom, suddenly I could play the drums.
No way. You hear those kind of stories.
Right? Guy trips off a roof, he's a math whiz? That's little old me. No one in my family was musical, like, at all. But after the accident, my dad takes me to the mall. I see a store with all these instruments, drum kit in the corner, and I sat down and just started... That day, never even held a drumstick that wasn't made of chicken or ice cream.
That's incredible. But it sort of feels like the kind of story you would have told me by now, you know, a first night story.
Yeah, well, I'm weird about it, sorta. I can get these ferocious headaches. There are side effects.
Side effects. Been there. So yeah, amnesia. Like, I was horseback riding, got kicked, jet ski crash, wham.
Well, yeah, and then you filled the black hole with a collage of anything you might have watched, read, heard.
I'd love to hang out all night, but until I get to know this young man Faye is dating, that is, me, I have to play the part of overprotective parent.
I'll see you soon.
And I see myself to the door. I walk home from the subway. Well, I guess if your feet are this slow and your head is this low, it's more like moping.
My agent described it as like Steel Magnolias, but with ninjas.
Oh man, that sounds so cool.
Right?
Gus and some of his old acting bros are killing cold ones on the porch.
Yo, fellas, watch this. Ronstadt, get a room!
No, Gus. You get a room.
Aw, man. Hey, I'll get that AC going. I promise.
I log a total of 10 minutes sleep and find myself staring at a photo tacked to my wall. Me, Mom, Dad, sitting by a campfire. Faye could probably point to the hot dog or sleeping bag company whose ad this was. I don't want to know. I chuck the photo in the trash 3 times before slapping it in a frame and up on a shelf in a primo spot.
Good morning.
Hello.
I want to pick up a little something for Faye. You know, to say thanks for not simply sprinting away from me in sheer terror. But what do you get the girl who turns you on to the fact your entire childhood is a total lie?
You must give the gift of music, brother.
Local record shop it is. Faye's into all kinds of music. Based on her band, can't go wrong with punk, new wave.
Might I suggest ska or rocksteady?
But I could always play the kitsch card. Would Faye prefer Swiss yodels or country yodels? I'm stuck in this debate when the mammoth-sized metalhead next to me starts bugging out. You know, listening to Cannibal Corpse can have that effect on you. He turns, grabs me. 280 pounds of studded leather, shaking me like a cheap tambourine. And with his mouth 2 millimeters from mine, he shouts,
Ronnie! Meet me at the corner of Fig and York in 10 minutes! Oh, this is Hattie! Hey, goodbye!
Oh! He drops me on my ass and goes right back to the bargain bin. No one in the store bats an eye.
Ah, we got ourselves a yodeling fan, folks. That'll be 15 bucks.
You got my message.
The really loud one that screamed in my face and reeked of stale beer? Yeah, pretty tough to miss. What the hell was that?
It's called a noise mail. Sends a message through a person close to your intended recipient.
Well, next time send it through a newborn or a pothead. A pervy. Better yet, why don't you call my cell like an ordinary person?
We don't do ordinary on Side B. But sure, I'll call next time. Just get in, Ronnie. We're going on a road trip.
As Hattie and I zip along the freeway for points north, I decide not to disclose my counterfeit past. Whatever she's about to serve up, I don't want to spoil it.
Do me a favor. Open and close the glove compartment 3 times.
I do as she asks, and a wild noise whips over the Buick. Sounds like, well, it sounds like this. And what was that?
Dose of magic. For the next 5 miles or so from the outside, this piece of crap car is gonna look like a Lamborghini.
Oh, sweet ride!
Ronnie, you didn't think I was driving this heat for the gas mileage. Used to belong to a good friend. He tricked it out with 1 or 2 enchantments.
And why do we need a station wagon to look like a Lambo?
Just a precaution. In case somebody was tracking us.
Oh. Is there something you haven't told me?
Lots I haven't told you. Take a look in that bag behind your seat.
I open the sack to find a beat-up binder that looks like it went through 7th grade 7,000 times.
It's a spell book. Been in my family for years. A hand-me-down that made its way down to me. Tonight, you're gonna pick one out, and you're gonna cast it.
A spell? You think I can actually pull off something like that? Seems beyond me. Full disclosure, an hour ago I bought 2 yodeling records.
Ronnie, stop. I do think you can do it. Just don't get any ideas about, you know, trying to make your pee-pee bigger, or hitting the jackpot. Magic can't help you out in those departments. That's not how it works.
I would have shot for world peace, but thanks for believing in me. So, this is the middle of nowhere.
We're out here in case you screw up. Magic requires precision. One wrong flick of a finger or a mispronounced word can turn a person inside out.
No pressure then. Cool. Why are all these pages torn out?
Over time, a magic user gathers spells that speak to her or his level of power, type of personality. Some spells have a sense of humor. Some are like a painter's stroke, intended to produce something beautiful. Others are downright nasty. I ditched some that didn't suit me anymore.
Let's be serious. I want to make some noise. Fireballs, acid showers, bolts of lightning.
This isn't Dungeons and Dragons, Ronnie. And stop turning to the back of the book. Stay in the front. You need training wheels. Those spells are smaller, safer.
You hit me with a freaking ice blast, but fine. Okay. Why are you helping me, Hattie?
I told you. I saw you that time.
Yeah, yeah, my thoughts flashed on the wall like some whack graffiti. But there's more to it than that.
You're right. Right. Guess you remind me of someone. My sister. She was young, gifted, but reckless. Thought she could go it alone. Didn't need anyone to show her a path. And the one she chose just destroyed her. Ronnie, I'm becoming more and more convinced there's something pretty damn special inside of you. And I hate the idea of it going to waste. Now, you're paging through that spellbook, and not once did you say anything about it being written in a foreign ancient tongue that's at least 1,000 years old. You're just reading it like it's a cat fancy magazine.
She's right. The words are long and ridiculous, like the list of crap on a pack of baloney. Yet, this clearly says, Sparkle Party.
There you go. That's a festivity spell. Cute and tame. Basically, a bunch of pretty lights and glitter. Okay, let's see. Try it over here, in the headlights. Just do your best.
Uhu, Zabava, who?
First attempt. I almost take out the Buick's back tire.
Uhu, Zabava, who?
Sorry!
Second attempt. I almost take out Hattie's right leg.
That was close.
That was unintentional. Maybe we're jumping the gun here.
No, we're cool. We're cool. You got this. Just concentrate. And remember what Miss Odetta said about feeling your power way down inside.
Feel it in your feet.
Uh-huh.
In your legs, in your arms, and your hands.
Feet, legs, arms, hands. I remember the words. I forget how to concentrate.
Here we go, man.
Ronnie?
I fall into a flashback. I think it is. Maybe it's a dream. The future? Catch my reflection in a puddle. My hair. Flatter. Darker. Lamer. The way it used to be. And my face? It's all wrong. Or is it right? I look up. A tall, skinny man stops 10 paces before me. We both plant our legs wide, ready for a duel. The stranger's hair is so light it could be bleached. The space around his eyes is so dark it must be makeup. Like some evil member of Duran Duran. He looks hungry like a wolf. It looks like he wants to kill me.
There is no such thing as out.
His hand glows red. My hand glows white. He moves. I move too. I'm faster.
Hey! Lost you there for a second.
Yeah, I'm here.
It happens. Magic isn't easy. Go on. Let's try again.
I do just that.
Ooh-hoo's a baba who?
Glitter swirls around us. A mini northern lights display the color of bubblegum fills the sky. Even smells like bubblegum.
Blue raspberry! Yum!
I should do this at kids' birthdays. Could make bank.
And it doesn't stop. I mean, I thought we'd be dealing with a couple of nightlights, a chintzy karaoke booth. But this?
It's like the 4th of July. Patty? What's wrong? Why aren't you smiling?
stars Rhett McLaughlin and Link Neal, with Clay Bennett, Tanji Ambrose, Michael Cienfuegos, Mark DiCarlo, Jonathan Medina, Tobias Jelinek, Raul Ceballos, Paul Vincent, Holly Jade, Adriana Savan, Carol Herman, Maya, Brandon Parbs, Josh Shearer, Christina Klebe, Jonathan Straley, Renee Mujica, Sarah Rodenbaugh, and Tom Ayers. Created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Written and directed by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Executive produced by Rhett McLaughlin, Link Neal, Stevie Wynn-Levine, Mallory Schwartz, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez and Marlena Ma. Co-producers Jacob Moncrief and Michelle Zarate. Associate producer Jenna Purdy. Supervising producers Sandra Yi Ling and Shin Yin He Yu. Original music and composition by Mike McGinnis. Q Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Q Code Head of Mixing, Ben Milchev. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Neely Oftering. Edited by Ainsley Baldwin. Sound design by Umberto Corte. Sound mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Liam Hooper. Welfare worker Valerie Pritzlaff. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Matthew Smalley. Sound effects editing by Christophe Classe and Alex Lara Peralta. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner and Anna Basha Yokum. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Bailey Grayson, and Jillian Avenas. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Ronstadt is a Q Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical production.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.